Got to talk to Kim Nelson, who's in studio with me. Boy, busy place
you
around here.
You are busy today. Everybody, this looks like a fun place to be, actually.
It is a fun place to be. Big talk around going on. Normally, we're talking, alumni foundation stuff. We're here for a whole different reason.
We're going to do a whole different role. I got a whole different hat on today.
Okay,
so.
And I'm looking at this going, polio. Yeah. I didn't think we'd even be talking about this anymore.
Yeah.
So catch me up. What's going on here?
So polio. Most everybody's heard of polio and talked about polio. You know, we think polio is eradicated. You know, Bill, it's not. Not yet. We have actually two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan, that are still have some polio. So we're about 99.9% polio free.
Okay.
But we've had a new flare of it in the United States out in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccinated child. And so what we're, you know, working on is just keep that awareness going.
Mm-hmm.
So polio started back in 1905.
Right.
But Rotary became very involved in polio in 1979.
And that was kind of a worldwide effort.
It was a worldwide, and it is still a worldwide effort.
Mm-hmm.
So in 79, that was the first time in the Philippines we started administering vaccines. And so over the years, we have ended up administering 2.1 billion dollars Rotarians have donated to help eradicate polio.
That's impressive.
And we've eradicated to over 3 billion children in 122 actually countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's been an ongoing thing for almost 40 years now, but we still aren't quite there.
Sure.
So as Rotarians in the Rotary world, we continue to fight it, and we continue to try and make sure we have the funds for it. And so this week happens to be Rotary International is trying to get the word out and help people understand that polio is something that we still have to keep track of and we still have to make sure we get rid of it.
So, Kim, the question with that much money, how do you raise this?
So, good question. So, our Wahpeton Breckenridge Rotary Club is doing just a small little fun thing on Thursday night. We're going to do pints for polio. So, if you go to the boiler room on Thursday night between 5 and 8, for every pint or glass of beer that is sold, the boiler room is going to donate $1. And then our Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will donate $2.
Okay. So
and
you got
so
matching funds going on.
We got matching funds for that as well.
Fantastic.
And so if you don't drink beer, you can still come and donate. And we'll have a couple donate boxes and stuff like that. So all of our Rotary clubs around the world do fun little things and ways to raise money for polio annually and actually throughout the year. We do it as well, too. So we're just inviting the community to come on down, stop in, have a beer. If you don't want a beer, mm-hmm. put a little money in the donation box.
Sure.
Say hi to a few friends. We'll have some signage up and some information about polio. But if you definitely make sure help people understand why it's still very, very important to continue to immunize our young children. Polio basically is transmitted to kids 5 and under, and a lot of it through water.
So that's
not sanitation water. And
right.
That's why some of the third world countries are still a struggle because of their lack of having clean water.
Well, and Rotary has been so great, too, about basically protecting everybody's health from your blood screenings to this.
Right.
And I know Rotary has been involved in this for years. And like you say, eradicating this across the globe.
Right. Anything we can do to help our young children and adults, too. You know, even the blood screening. We got that going on this week, too.
Sure.
If you haven't made your appointment, there's still some openings. But anyway, just the blood screening alone, too, how people have found out they have some sort of, something that's come up that they have to go see their doctor about.
Right.
You know, we've saved a few lives that way, too. So whatever we can do to help.
And we're not even talking what Rotary does for people here locally outside of the blood screenings, too. You do so much other stuff and great work in the community.
Yeah, we really enjoy, we do a lot of youth programs. We do some things with our with the high schools, the high school kids,
sure.
promoting their successes, leadership camps, you know, anything that we can do to help out in the community. And if you're looking for a great service organization to be a part of, mm-hmm. you know, we do backpacks for the kids, for the young kids. We fill those. We do the fill the bus for the food pantry. You know, so those, we're always doing projects.
And you're very busy as an organization, definitely. Yeah.
And we'd really, really like to see some more people get involved. I think it's really important to have service clubs in our communities, mm-hmm. and we've got several really good ones. And so if you're looking for a service club, come and give us a call and, you know, reach out. And any of us that are in Rotary would be more than happy to have you come as a guest and check us out. So, and you can be a part of helping this eradicate polio.
I've been to Rotary meetings. They are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you might learn something, too. So, Kim, let's cover this one more time. Pints for Polio, when and where?
Pints for Polio, Thursday the 27th, which is this week, 5 to 8 o'clock at the Boiler Room in downtown Wahpeton. And come on over and join us
and have some fun.
Have some fun and socialize and donate a little money.
Kim, always great to have you in here. Always an open door for you. Whatever you got to talk about, just walk in here and talk.
I always have something to talk about.
Kim Nelson, great to have you in here talking Rotary.
Thank you, Bill.
And Pints for Polio again. That's coming up Thursday at the Boiler Room. It's 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Got a partly to mostly cloudy sky. 42 degrees. It is Tuesday, October 25th. From the KBMW News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. A St. Cloud man faces murder charges after a shooting at DuBose Textile Monday morning. When officers arrived, they found the body of a 28-year-old St. Cloud woman in a parking lot with a gunshot wound. Officers attempted life-saving measures. Police say the shooter had left the scene before they arrived. During the investigation, officers identified the suspect as 36-year-old Michael Carpenter. Police say that Carpenter and the victim knew each other prior to the shooting. Carpenter was later found at a home in Sauk Rapids and arrested. Police say a handgun was